Hey, welcome to the Juice Bar Experts podcast, where we are going to give you tips, tools, strategies for launching a new juice bar or scaling and increasing the profitability and efficiency in your existing juice bar. I'm your host, Andrew McFarlane. For the last 10 years, I've been in the juice bar business, running my own juice bars, as well as helping hundreds of entrepreneurs all around the world launch successful juice businesses. So without further ado, let's get into it. All right, all right. Hope you guys are feeling amazing. Welcome to another episode. I'm feeling pretty great. Just got back from the gym. Excited to share some insight with you all and talk about today's topic of conversation. Now, as the title of the episode says, we're going to be talking about what you need to do if you are running out of money. Maybe you can't make your payroll. You're not making the kind of money that you want to in the business, and you're struggling and you're at your last leg and you're needing to make some desperate and Hail Mary decisions in order to keep your business afloat. Okay, what do you do? Now, the first thing before I get into the details of all that, I want to preface this by saying, hopefully you never end up in this situation. Hopefully when you're listening to this, you're not in this situation and you never find yourself here. And I want to, as a precursor, outline this analogy. So a lot of us are obviously into health, and we know that a lot of people, unfortunately, do not take their health seriously until they get a critical diagnosis. Someone says, you've got heart disease, you've got cancer, the list goes on and on. And in that moment, a lot of people start going, okay, you know what? Now I'm going to start taking care of my health. Now, most of us in this community know that's not a wise approach when it comes to your health. You should actually be, on a regular basis, proactive, getting information, taking care of your body, so you never end up in that situation. And the same goes for your business. The health of your business is going to be a byproduct of investing in your guidance, your mentorship, your support, making sure that you don't end up in a situation that's critical. Because the sad news is, and the reason I've decided to make this episode is because I've had a lot of people who've reached out to me who they might have said something like, hey, Andrew, yeah, I've known about, you know, your company for a while. I decided I wanted to try to do things on my own. Didn't work out. Now we're struggling. We're about to go out of business in the next, you know, 5 weeks if I don't figure out a way to make the business work. And now the problem is that they need, you know, it's the equivalent of needing life-saving heart surgery, but they don't have insurance and they don't have the money to actually get the surgery. And so don't wait until you're desperate in order to really make sure you have a healthy foundation for your business, just like a healthy foundation for your body. Don't wait until you're in critical condition. The same principles apply, okay? So all that being said, hopefully if you're listening to this, you never end up in this situation. You take preemptive measures to make sure you never end up in this situation. But if you are one of the people who, for whatever reason, do find yourself in a circumstance where you are running out of money quickly, you don't know what to do, and you're looking for some last minute efforts to hopefully turn your business around. Okay, so what's the first thing you need to think about? Number one, expenses. How do you reduce your expenses as much as possible? The two major expenses in this business are your labor costs and your food costs. So to manage the labor costs, you're gonna have to tighten up the labor. That might mean firing some people, unfortunately. That might mean changing the hours of the employees and you working more. Might mean changing the hours of operations for the business. That's the first thing. The second thing is looking at your menu. Okay, food costs. Where are you sourcing your ingredients from? Which items on the menu are not selling? Just tighten everything up, okay? So you don't have spoilage, so you don't have waste, so you just, you know, get as lean as possible. That's the first thing. After that, now you're gonna look at what are the other ways that you can get a hold of some money, because you gotta get money injected into the business quickly. There are many traditional and non-traditional ways and places you can get money, okay? You can look at, which you could say are more traditional, things like lines of credit if you've got good credit and you haven't expended all of your opportunities there. You've got potential bank financing. You've got investor financing. So if you have customers that are coming into your company and they like your products, you are going to want to start talking to everyone and let them know, hey, we're going to be raising money for my business. I'm going to be giving up some equity in the company and would love if you are interested or someone else you know, we can have that conversation. Simple as that. But if you are in a desperate situation, you have to do things that are, and I'd say you need to come across desperate, but you have to do things that are reflective of the circumstance that you're in. I see a lot of people who are in these dire situations, but they're acting as if everything is just normal. They're not approaching the circumstance with the seriousness that this situation is actually reflecting. So you need to act in accordance to the situation that you're in and talk to everyone. If you need to put it on your social media and market it, do things that are dramatic so you can get dramatic results, because the situation you're in, if you find yourself here, is not one where you can approach it casually, because it's not a casual situation. Okay. That being said, there are other places you can go. There are peer-to-peer lending sites. There are microfinancing sites where you can go and raise money for your business. You can potentially crowdfund for your business. And once you raise the money that you need to make sure you don't just keep doing what you're doing, because obviously you've ended up in the situation you're in because of a lack of knowledge, lack of experience. Maybe you've made some critical mistakes, but you have to make sure you've learned from these mistakes. If maybe you haven't marketed your business appropriately. Okay, now it's time to get wise and start investing money into marketing. Your store design isn't where it should be. Okay, I need to invest money in my store design. What are the things, if you are aware of them, that you really need to improve on, and put the money towards improving on those areas? If you don't know what those things are, or you just need help in general, reach out to us, andrew@starterjuicebar.com. We can talk about how we can help you analyze your situation a little bit more, but you have to, in essence, if I was to distill this down, if you're running out of money, you got to figure out how to get money. There's a lot of different ways you can get money. And you got to explore all of them fast. Okay. And then step two is you got to just make sure you do things differently, because you've ended up in that situation for a reason. You have to be able to learn from your mistakes. As someone once said, a very, very successful entrepreneur who had worked with a lot of companies, one of the biggest reasons people fail is because of lack of proper funding, right? It doesn't mean you have a bad idea. It doesn't mean of a lot of things, but it means that maybe you cut corners. Maybe you just don't have enough money to float yourself until you can turn a corner. There could be a lot of reasons, but having proper funding is a key foundational component to your success. So this is just a quick and you know, short and direct message that I hope you guys really, really take to heart. And that's all for today. This is Andrew McFarlane with the Juice Bar Experts Podcast, starterjuicebar.com. As always, reach out to us if you need support. We have a full spectrum development firm. We can help you with everything that you need from start to finish and beyond. That's all for today. Sending you guys my love. Talk to you soon.